What you're hearing now is sound from an annual rite of passage that freshmen, or plebes, endure at the United States Naval Academy in Annapolis. Around this time of year, they graduate from plebe status to third class, but to do so, they must scale a famed and incredibly slippery campus landmark. Reporter Stephanie Marudis from member station WYPR in Baltimore reports.
Hundreds of excited shoeless plebes form a human pyramid to hoist themselves up the 21-foot Herndon Monument. Picture a much smaller Washington Monument made out of gray granite. But this morning, Herndon is greased with 200 pounds of lard, and one of these freshmen has to get to the top and replace a plebe cap with a midshipman's hat. Standing tall at 3 to 4 levels high, the plebes scramble and wipe off the lard with their hands and T-shirts. But before too long, they wobble, crash to the ground, and start all over again. Plebe Michael Trombitis steps aside to reassess.
Nobody's gotten high enough yet for me to climb, so it's like, you got to kind of strategize, you know. I don't want to be all greasy and then get to the top and just slip right off. You got to have one dry guy to get to the top, but, get some friction in between the bodies.
It's a cool, sunny spring morning. Hundreds of classmates, friends, and parents stand by and cheer on the plebes. Sharon Disher catches a glimpse of her daughter, whose T-shirt reads, "Here's to you, Mom." Disher was in the first class of women to graduate from the Naval Academy. She recalls the day in 1976 when she climbed Herndon.
I remember somebody grabbed my foot and pulled me off. And the guy said to me, I looked at him and he went, "No girls on Herndon."
But times have changed since Disher's days at the Academy, and plebe men and women tackle Herndon together. Naval Academy historian Jim Cheevers says plebes started climbing the monument in 1940.
Sometime in the mid-40s, they started leaving one of their hats on top to prove that they had conquered their freshman year. And then 1949, the upperclassmen said, "Gee, this looks too easy." So they started greasing the monument.
Plebes don't have privileges upperclassmen have, so the Herndon climb is the plebes' race for freedom. Midshipman Jason Apley explains.
We can listen to music, watch movies and stuff. We have liberty Friday nights and Sunday, which they don't, and it's just a world of difference.
Few classes have ever scaled the Grease Monument in less than an hour. This year's plebe class takes 1 hour, 32 minutes, 42 seconds. As soon as plebe Jamie Schrock reaches the top of Herndon and replaces the plebe cap with a midshipman's hat, the place goes wild. Schrock receives a framed set of Admiral stripes for his accomplishment and holds them up over his head like a diploma. He describes his moment of triumph.
I saw the bottom was strong, so I thought, well, what the heck, let's go for it. And there it happened, so I'm pretty happy.
Naval Academy legend holds that whoever rises to the top of Herndon will be the first in the class to make admiral. No one has done that yet, but maybe Schrock will. For NPR News in Annapolis, I'm Stephanie Marudis.